I hope you have the pages. Everybody should have the pages. The two pages. Sayama Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, Perek Dal, Perek Vav. And then the second page, Perek Zayin, then from Netanya. Last week, we began the second Perek in the Eris HaTorah. This is the Perek of Torah Lishma. And we read inside, we learned inside, Seif Aleph, the first paragraph. And the first paragraph that Rav Kook begins with words that carry a tremendous historical weight. A historical weight, and of course a weight that's in all of the ilamas. The words of Inyan Torah Lishma, L'shem HaTorah, the question of why we learn Torah. What's the purpose of learning? And as it goes in the old song, Nishkan Torah, Nishkan Yidden. If there's no, without Torah, there's no Yiddishkeit. So the question of why do we learn Torah, what's the point, what's the purpose of learning Torah, is asking what's the purpose of being a Jew? What's the tachlis of Yiddishkeit? It's really one and the same. Kutchabrichu, Yisrael Varaisa, Chad. So, Rav Kook defines in the first sentence, Torah Lishma is L'shem HaTorah. And through the parak, we're going to be talking more about this yisayid of Torah Lishma. But in the Hagdama last week, I explained that it's absolutely impossible to, not a matter of appreciating is an extra thing, to appreciate something, but to even understand the aleph of this sugi of Torah Lishma without learning at least inside the makairas that Rav Kook breathed. And remember that at the end last week, what I explained is that Rav Kook, as somebody who received a Yerusha from the two worlds of Volozhin and Chabad, is faithful to those two worlds, and he did not see one as excluding the other. And as I said last week, one of the great she'ifas of his life was to bring together the light of the Baal Shem Tov and the light of the Gra, of the Vilna Gaon, and to make peace in this world. We know that there's peace, certainly in the world above, that's a long time ago, but that in this world there should be peace. We're not talking about political peace. We're not talking about Hasidim and Misnagdim. We're talking about in the focal point, the original focal point of the dispute, the Nekudah HaPnimis of the dispute between the Talmidei HaGra and the Talmidei HaBaal Shem, was regarding this question of Torah Lishma. And as I said last week, and I told you a Maisa from Rav Mendel Vitebske, who came to the place of Shklov, I'm just reviewing for a minute, who came to Shklov, and they didn't know who he was, and he gave a very quick drasha, that a person who's Isaac Betar Lishma is Zarech L'Dvarim Harbe, Magan L'Irazei Torah, that a person who learns Torah Lishma has access to secrets of Torah, becomes a great person. That's what Rav Meir says in the Mishnah. So Rav Mendel Vitebske said, no. So if Rav Meir is saying the truth, which we have to believe he is, then how do we see here in Shklov, by those of you who are learning Torah your entire lives, how do we see that you're Zoichel Dvarim Harbe? What Dvarim Harbe have you been Zoichel for? And Megalim Lirazei Torah, secrets of Torah become known to you? What secrets of Torah? What does this mean? And this, as I said last week, this is an example of the great tension that was revealed at that time, and in certain ways continues to this day in a different way, regarding the definition of Torah Lishma. Is the tachlis of Torah somehow related to or dependent upon the intellect and understanding Torah for its own sake, and the mitzvah is exactly that, for its own sake? Or is Torah the means of reaching a higher goal? It's not the tachlis, but the Torah itself is a means of reaching the tachlis. The tachlis is Dveikus Bashem. And this would become a point, the point of contention between the Talmidei HaGra and the Talmidei HaBaal Shem. And Rav Kook came into this world, as I said, even in his blood, having both of those worlds in him. And as always, he tries to make shalom. But in order for us to appreciate that, now here I speak about appreciating, but really, in order for us to appreciate that, we have to understand what he's talking about. What does it mean, Torah Lishma? So the only fair way to do that, and I wouldn't even call it the fair way, just this is 00001, you know, just to start, just a little bit. The Chabura, the Sefer Mitzvah Chabura, we spent some time on this when we were learning the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And we don't have that kind of time over here. We're learning the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we're together every day. And here it's only on Erev Shabbos. Nevertheless, it would be a terrible avla, and it would be impossible to continue without understanding the basic yesite of this disagreement of how do we define Torah Lishma. So for that purpose, we're going to learn the main section of Nefesh HaChaim from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Vilna Gaon's greatest Talmud. We're going to learn that, pieces from Perek Beis, Gimel Dalet, Vav, and Zayin. And then we're going to see the Lashon of the Baal HaTanya, and a little bit also from Shai Tshuva and another place from Rav Kook, and I'm going to come back into the Sefer. This will be a few weeks. It's already probably be after Yontif, to come back into the Sefer, and then to hopefully have a much, much better grasp of what Rav Kook is talking about. So if you look on the page, it's from Perek Beis in Nefesh HaChaim. Again, the question is, what's the tachlis of learning Torah? So Rabbi Chaim writes, Inyan Eisek HaTorah Lishma. What's the Inyan? What is the meaning of learning Torah for her own sake? Lishma. As we said last week, it's interesting, by other mitzvahs we don't have such a lashon. We have a mitzvah, l'shem shemayim, l'shem Hashem. There's sugyas mahalacha, mitzvah sichas kavana, any sichas kavana, the midaraisa, midarabanan. Only by Torah do we find such a term of Torah lishma. It's chazal. Isaac Torah lishma, lema Torah lishma, Isaac Torah lishma. It's found in more than one place. So Rabbi Chaim explains, "Inyan Eisek HaTorah Lishma Ha'emes Abar." It's the truth. He says is clear. Ha'emes Abar Ki Lishma Ein Perushai Dveikus. So he gave the big punch right away in the first sentence, right between the eyes. As you know, the Litvaks don't mess around. Chassidim like to maybe a little bit to say nice and to make a story. Reb Chaim gets right to the point. Inyan Eisek HaTorah Lishma Ha'emes Abari. The clear truth is Ki Lishma Ein Perusha Dveikus. It does not mean learning Torah for the purpose of becoming attached to the Creator. That's not the purpose of learning Torah. That's not the intention that a person has when he sits down to learn. It does not mean, that's not what Lishma means. Ein perusha dveikus. K'may she'soivim ata rov ha'olam. That's very interesting. He says, as most of the world believes, as most of the world thinks now, which is fascinating because this is the first generation. Just to give you an idea of how already at this time, how widespread the Torah of Baal Shem was. That Rabbi Chaim himself says, "Kemaisha Soifim Ata Rav Ha'Olam," that most Jews think, Rav Ha'Olam. The majority of the Olam thinks that the purpose of learning Torah is Dveikus. This, of course, was the great banner that the Talmidei Baal Shem raised and were screaming out to the entire world, Dveikus. And Rabbi Chaim says, no, it's not true. Ki lishma ein pusha dveikus. K'ma shesayfim atu av ha'erlem. Now, Rabbi Chaim brings three rayas for this. Rabbi Chaim brings three rayas. He brings three proofs that learning Torah is not for the purpose of dveikus. And that's not the intention that one has in mind when sitting and learning. And that's not why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to learn Torah. He brings three rayas. The first raya is from David HaMelech. He says, Shari Amar B'Sen Zuchan L'Vracha B'Medrash. It says in the Medrash Tehillim, Shebikes David HaMelech, Shebikes David HaMelech Olav Shalom Milafon Yisborach. David HaMelech made a request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bikesh David HaMelech Olav Shalom Milafon Yisborach. David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that what Shah Isaac bet Tehillim Yechoshev Etzla Yisborach Ki'ilu Hay Isaac Min Degoyim V'Ahalas. David HaMelech made an astonishing request. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael, could it be, I'm asking you, that for all future generations, anybody who sits down and says Tehillim, that you should count it, you should consider it, Ki'ilu, this person was learning, not just that he was learning Torah, but he was learning Negoim Va'oyalas. None of us remember that from our days in Yeshiva, because it wasn't taught in Yeshiva. It's very, very hard. The Masechtas, the Mishnayos are very, very hard, Negoim Va'oyalas. So, David HaMelech made this astonishing request, that, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm asking you, that any time in the future, when Yidden are sitting and saying Tehillim, that you should count it, Ki'ilu, that person who's saying Tehillim, is Isaac, the Negoim Va'oyalas, as if he's learning the most difficult sugyas of Shas, the most difficult Torah. So what does Rabbi Chaim learn from here? So he says, Shehaesek behilchas hashas be'in v'yegiyah. Rabbi Chaim says, we see from here that David HaMelech was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take something which is considered to be in its present state on a lower level, and to elevate it in his eyes, in Hashem's eyes, that should be elevated to the higher level. The lower level is what? Is a kapitel tehillim. David HaMelech saying a kapitel tehillim. And I'm asking you, Hashem, that you should mark this, you should give it a grade, that a tehillim, a kapitel tehillim, should get the grade, ki'ilu, a person is learning a difficult sugya, a very hard sugya in Shas. And the Medrash, even though Rabbi Chaim doesn't bring here the whole Medrash, in the Medrash, at the beginning, right there, at the very, very beginning of the Medrash Tehillim, which is also called the Medrash Shaychatayv, it says this on the Pasuk, Yiyu l'rotzen reifi v'hegyon li bilefanecha, which we're familiar with from Davin. Yiyu l'rotzen reifi. May the words of my mouth, David HaMelech, which is Tehillim, may these words, Yilu Ratzonim Reifi, may these words that I'm saying, Yilu Ratzonim Reifi, V'hegyon Libi Lefanecha. That these words that I'm going to say, that I'm saying in Tehillim, that they shall be transcribed for all future generations, that all Jews in the future will have, be able to have this sefer of my tefillas, of Tehillim. And when they say this, these kapitel Tehillim, that the Medrash says that they should be neitlim schar, they should get the reward, kinegoyim v'ayelis. That's what the Medrash says. They should be rewarded for the higher avayda, for the harder and higher avayda of what? Of learning Torah. And not just Torah, but the highest level of Torah. The most difficult Torah. So first of all, his request that Tehillim be part of Kisvei HaKadosh, the most basic level, David HaMelech was asking Hashem to include Sefer Tehillim in Tanakh, that it should be part of Kisvei HaKadosh. That means that not only is it a matter of saying Tehillim, but when we learn Tehillim, Tehillim is a chefs of Talmud Torah, right? Tehillim is Talmud Torah. If you or I give a krach, so sorry, Rabbi Shalom, you do me a favor, could you help me out with this? That's not Kisvei HaKadosh. It's a very sweet thing, with davening to Hashem. David HaMelech's tefillas became Tanakh. So on the most basic level, David HaMelech was asking, that Yil Ratzon, according to Chazal, was David HaMelech's request that these outcries of my heart, which we call Tehillim, that these Tehillim should have a din of Talmud Torah. It should be Kisvei HaKadosh. It should be Tanakh. And, of course, it is. In the Gemara in Bava Basra, and that sugi and Daf Yudal in Bava Basra, the Gemara there puts Tehillim with the Kisvei HaKadosh, with Iyov and Mishlei and so on. It's part of Kisvei HaKadosh, part of what we call Ksuvim, Kisvei HaKadosh. So first Rabbi Chaim says, we see from here, number one, what we see from here is, that the Asik, he says, Haresha ha'Asik b'ilchas ha'shas b'in v'yigia. That learning Shas, learning Mishnayas Gemara, b'Asik v'yigia, harving, working hard at Shas, working hard at learning Torah, who inyan yoysenala v'ahuv l'fonav yizbroch ma'mir's tehillim, is on a higher level, And more beloved, so to speak, than what? Than saying Tehillim. Because David HaMelech is saying, is asking, could you please give this special dispensation, can we work out this special thing, a deal, that the lower level of my Kapitel Tehillim, which I understand, that this should be, A, it should be part of Kisvei HaKadosh, and that not only Kisvei HaKadosh, but it should be considered as that the Jews should get schar for saying Tehillim, rewarded for saying Tehillim, like when they're learning the hardest sugyas of Nagayim v'Ayilus, the most difficult sugyas in Shas, meaning the act of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah. So the first thing Reb Chaim says is that we see from here that learning Torah, especially applying yourself completely to learning Torah, which is required for something like Nagayim and Ayilus, very, very hard material. So learning Torah really, really with all that you got, That's Yosef Nalarov. It's higher and more beloved, Takadosh Baruch Hu, than saying Tehillim. Now, what's the purpose of saying Tehillim? Nobody argues with that. The Tachlis of saying Tehillim. Any Jew in the world, I mean, any Jew that Shema Mitzvahs and every Jew says Tehillim. So you ask anybody, what's the Tachlis of saying Tehillim? The answer is what? Huh? Dveikis. Right? Dveikis, closeness to God. Ani kirvus elokim litoiv. The whole tachlis of Tehillim is dveikis b'Hashem. So what Rabbi Chaim says is that we see from here that really dveikis, what Dovnach says like this, the emes is, I understand that Nagoyim and Arla Shas, Mishnayas Gemara, I understand is na'alavov, is higher. I understand. And I'm asking for a special thing. If you could count Amir's Tehillim, if you could count the saying of Tehillim, Ki'ilu, the person is learning Kilu, the person is learning the most difficult sugyas in the Gemara. So Rabbi Chaim explains, V'im Neymar, and if we say, Shelishma, Perusho Dveikus Davka, if you want to say that the meaning of Torah Lishma, like the Hasidim say, if you want to say that what? That Lishma, Perusho Dveikus Davka, that Lishma means Lishem HaDveikus, Torah Lishma means for the sake of Dveikus, if you want to say that, V'im Neymar Shelishma, Perusho Dveikus Davka, and the whole Indian of learning Torah is what? To come to that dveikus, to come to that madrega of attachment to the Bore, to the Creator. Rak bezatoli kol ikke inyan esek atar. Haloi ein dveikus yoyse niflum amiris tilm kiroi kol ayom. But why would I have to ask? Can you count my tilm as if I'm learning Torah? Tilm is dveikus. There's no, he says, Rabbi Chaim's not arguing that. Rabbi Chaim himself said lots of Tehillim. And his descendants are big Tehillim Zuggers. The Briskas, everybody thinks the Briskas, the Briskas are very, very big with Amiris Tehillim. All Jews are. That's cross-denominational. So, Rabbi Chaim says, Dveikus, hala ein Dveikus yoysa nifla, mi Amiris Tehillim kiroi kol ayom. If the Tachlis is Dveikus, the ones that are now saying, let it be that my Tehillim should be that you should consider my tilma as if I'm learning Torah. If the tachlis is Torah, if Torah lishma means dveikus, you can't get better than tilm. He doesn't need any special program. Tilm is dveikus. Tilm is closeness to God. So he says, "Hale ein dveikus yosin niflum amirus tilm karoy kol yom." So say adrab, say tilm all day. Dveikus b'Hashem. Why descend into the confusing sugyas of negayim and oilers to the difficult. Mind-bending sugyas of the Gemara. If the tachlis is dveikus b'Hashem, David Melch tilim is the best thing to do. V'gam mi yadeya im hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yada b'zeh. What's interesting is, the Medrash doesn't tell us what Hashem answered. It says that David HaMelech asked for that. Now, it's a double pasuk, and it's printed up like in all the introductions to Tehillim and things, that if you're saying Tehillim, that it's counted as if you're learning the most difficult sugyas in Shas. The emphasis is that it doesn't say in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you got it. Or anything, I just paraphrase, or anything similar like that. It doesn't say in the Medrash that the Baruch Hu answered that and says, fine, good. It doesn't say that. That's where we're behind. V'gam yodayim hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayada b'zeh. So we don't even know. Rabbi Chaim, so we don't even know if b'chlal that was accepted. Ki lo matzina b'divayim zechorin levrocha mat shuva heishivai hu yizbar ha-shilasa. You don't find anywhere over there in the Medrash what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer was. We don't find any answer to that. So again, the question is, on a deeper level, and Rabbi Chaim felt that this was the danger, this was the greatest danger of Hasidus at his time. I'm not talking about now, but in those days, Reb Chaim is saying, if the tachlis is dveikus, if that's what we're getting to, and if that's what's being sold, and if that's what the Eidlum is saying, the tachlis of learning Torah is dveikus, then Rabbi Chaim saw that over time, why bother with the Gemara at all? Let's just close up the yeshiva and say Tillim. We'll say Tillim, or other, say Tillim, other things. But of course, Tillim is the greatest Vegas. There's nothing higher than Tillim. So we'll say Tillim. And Rabbi Chaim believed that to be the end of Yiddishkeit. Which, of course, there's reason to worry about such a thing. We'll see. We understand that. And Bechlal, we find later on, and Rabbi Chaim explains in other places, that even to understand what Chazal is saying here, it means that David HaMelech was asking that Kadosh Baruch Hu have rachmanis, not that Tilim is equal to learning Torah, but it's a matter of having rachmanis, that Hashem should be kind, kivyachal, and have rachmanis. The emphasis is, of course, that Talmud Torah is greater. That's clear. Learning Torah is greater than Tilim. And even if David HaMelech was answered, okay, I'll count it like Talmud Torah, it doesn't mean, Rabbi Chaim learns, it doesn't mean that the act of saying Tehillim is equal to the act of learning Torah. It means that the Baruch Shalom says, I have rachmanis, and I'll give you, like, points. And I'll count it, I'll give you credit. That doesn't mean that Be'etzim, saying a Kapitel Tehillim, is equal to learning Negayim Nalas. It means, I'll give you credit. Because David HaMelech was asking for rachmanis. He wasn't making a claim or asking, he wasn't daring to ask, that when a Jew sits and says, that, and a Jew sits and says, Shamalas, that it should be equal to the Jew that's sitting and learning, that's learning the sugya in the garment Islands. He wasn't asking such a thing. And it can't be such a thing. Reb Chaim says it can't be. He was asking, can we get credit? Not that be'etzim it's equal. Because there'd be credit. Because the Donal saw and anticipated all that was going to be happening. So even if he was answered positively, Reb Chaim contends that even if the answer was okay, Hashem says, okay, I'll do that, it's only a matter of credit. It's only a matter of credit. Lahavdil Elif Alfei Havdalos. There was this, I don't know if they still do this, but there was this thing in college that was particularly popular among Jewish students to klep. You ever hear that thing? You heard of there's to.
They still do it.
Oh, yeah, kleptomaniacs. In other words, America being a very kind country, you never get away with this like in Japan or someplace. But in America, they have this thing that if you can't work out going to the courses and taking all the stuff and reading the book, you know, whatever. So then there's this thing, you probably have to pay for it, something, I don't know how it works, and you prepare, and you take this exam and you get credits for... You get the credits for taking that course. So you take a klep in biology, a klep in chemistry, math, and you could save a lot of time. Obviously, there were big milchamas going on for years back then between the colleges and the state with this whole union of klepping, because that's the college's panacea. They want people to take as many classes as possible. And when you take these tests, so then you get putter from the class. So this is not good for the colleges, but... So it doesn't mean that anybody's, you know, you wouldn't be comfortable if your surgeon, like, clapped everything. You know what I mean? Like, if you found out, like, you're having, God forbid, if you need heart surgery, and you just want to find out a little bit about it, and you ask your doctor, like, how do you do in the school? Says, I clapped everything. What did you clap? Everything. Biology, chemistry, everything. Organic chemistry, the work, straight through. What about actually surgery? Clapped it. How long did it take? 2 weeks. Online, clapped. I got it online. I did. Not only that, I asked other people their ideas and their H's for my clap too. Now that you wouldn't be comfortable. Nobody would want such a thing. You want somebody at Harvard that he went through medical school, went to college, and he went to med school, and he worked, and even if you had, like, let's say you're a big Talmud Torah person, and you're against anybody going to anywhere, any college, any university, you're very stark and that shita, and you're having an operation, so the doctor says to you, Rabbi, don't worry, I spent two thirds of my time learning in this medrash. I didn't take the medicine so. I just spent two thirds. I was learning. I went a little bit, and I'm smart. I went a little bit, and I went to medical school, and I got by. So all of a sudden, this Rebbe says, or this Rashiva says, no. I want someone that took college very seriously. I don't want any clapping guys or shortcut guys. I want someone that went every day. He had a sweater, and he sat on to the university, you know. And I mean, it's one thing that I gave drushes like that, But I don't want anybody operating on me that didn't really take it seriously, you understand? That's something else. That's for other people. That's for our enemies. But for Yidden, we need to have guys that know this stuff. So, you understand, Adarech Marshall. So Rabbi Chaim says that Lahav Elf Alpha does plus. That the Dovna is saying that it should be that when a Yid says Tilim, that the Baruch Shem should give it the schar of learning Torah. So the Dovna Melech is not saying that it's so according to Rabbi Chaim, even if Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, and there are indications in a few places in Chazal that it was answered. So even if the Baruch Shem said, okay, it meant that you get credit. It meant that there's credit. It doesn't mean that it's be'etzim the same thing. It's credit. So that's the first value. So we see from here, Rabbi Chaim says we see from here that the tachlis of learning Torah is not dvekus. Tilim is on a lower level. Tilim, the tachlis of saying Tilim is dvekus, and David HaMelech has for a special dispensation schar that a Jew that says Tilim, that for Tilim they should have this special thing to be ki'ilu he's learning. The learning is for something different. It's not dvekus. Or else a person can say Tilim all day. If the tachlis is dvekus, then let him say Tilim all day. You can't do better than that. When it comes to dvekus, you can't get better than that. That's the best thing for dvekus. No, but Dovna says that should be like learning. It should be on a higher madrega. Means Torah is something else, not dvekus. That's the first raya. Beis. V'gam ki hayadai le'inyin hadvekus. From Maseches Achas. Then Rabbi Chaim says another thing. If you want to say that the tachlis of learning Torah is dveikis, fine. But then, it would be enough for the purpose of dveikis, it would be enough Maseches Achas to learn one Masechta. Not only that, you don't have to even learn one, you don't have to even learn the whole Masechta. A perek. Pick your favorite perek, but you like that perek. Of Mishnayos, you like that parak of Gemara? A Mishnachas, why go so far and learn an entire, forget about a whole Masechta. Forget about a whole parak. Just learn a Mishnah, and you like that Mishnah. And take that as your life's Mishnah, and you learn that Mishnah. You learn that Mishnah. Then he says, you could spend your whole life learning a Mishnah. If you learn it ba'aymik, you can learn it. You spend your whole life learning English. But if the tachlis is dveikus, shiyasik ba'kol yomav b'dveikus, then take your Mishnah or your Gemara, that parak or that Mishnah, and sit and learn it b'dveikus. Any parak of Torah could do that. Any Mishnah, any Gemara could accomplish that. It doesn't make a difference whether it's brachas or it's bava mitzvah. Anything could do that. So, just be say them. She also b'kol yom b'dveikus. V'loy chein matzinu. V'loy chein matzinu. Rabbi Sein is a chon l'vracha. We certainly do not see that Chazal find that acceptable to have the mission of your life. That's not acceptable. Sha'omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the greatest praise that Chazal have for a person is what they said on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shalihiniach Mikra Mishnah Halachas Vagodis. There wasn't anything he didn't learn. He didn't neglect anything in Tanakh, anything in Mishnah, anything in Halach, Gemara, I got everything. He went through everything. V'hainu, ki mei ha'aloisai ali bai tamid, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai pursue that so passionately? Why didn't he rest and sleep until he finished? Until he went through, because the answer is, Rabbi Chaim says, because he always had on his heart, he always felt he wasn't yotze yet. He hadn't fulfilled his obligation. He had such a mind He had such karchas that he wasn't yet fulfilling his obligation of what? Esek ha-Torah l'shma b'masha lomad arata. Since I'm capable of more. He always felt that he had not fulfilled the requirement of Torah l'shma till now. Torah l'shma means for one to be, meaning what he's saying right now is, there's no end. Ein l'dav asayf. If it's dveikus, then why do I have to cover more material? What's the difference? If it's dveikus. L'zayis hayashayked kol yom av lahaysef lekach pami. That's why every moment of his life, he was increasing, was adding more and more and more every moment. Miyayim liyayim, mishar l'shar. Every day, every hour. This is the chiyuv. We learned this in the Chabura in Sefer Mitzvos. In addition to the mitzvah of engaging in Talmud Torah, the act of learning, there's also a mitzvah of Yediyas Kol HaTorah Kula, V'Shinantam Levanecha. There's a mitzvah for a person to do what he can to master the entire Torah, to know the entire Torah. And I'm not talking, of course, it's clear that, and I don't have to repeat this throughout, that the women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How all of this then works out in light of that exemption from Talmud Torah, we'll talk about in Yiddish. What would Rabbi Chaim say to Rebbetzin, the Rebbetzin of Elazhin? Of course, she didn't ask about this. But if she would have asked, what would his answer be? So, there are two parts to the mitzvah. One is learning Torah, whenever you have time, for the man to sit and to learn Torah whenever he has time. And, v'shinantum levanecha, to make an effort to bring yourself, and if possible, your boys, your students, your sons, your students, up to a level where they know the entire Torah. Whatever that means, as much as possible. I mean, it's Rechavim Miniyam, it's endless, it's infinite. We spoke a little bit about that in the Rambam Pesach Dhamma, last Shavuos, and we'll continue Bez Hashem this Shavuos, what it means, Kol HaTorah. Because the Rambam set out in Mishneh Torah to tell us Kol HaTorah. So it would appear that there is some shiur to Torah Shavuot, but that's what we were talking about last Shavuos from the shiur of Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg Zichron Levracha on the Sefer Mitzvos. It was a shiur. In terms of the depth, there's no end. Ain't it of a seif. But there's a material, there's curriculum. There's material that one can cover. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was such a person. And from here, Rabbi Chaim says, and he explains this more for those of you who have Ruach, his sefer on Pirkei Avos, Ruach Chaim. It's on Pirkei Avos. It's printed many times together with the Nefesh Chaim, the old ones. Nowadays, it's usually printed separately. But he says this out very, very clearly in the sixth parak in Ruach Chaim, that from here he shows that if the point of learning Torah is dveikus, then there would be no urgency and covering material, or covering ground. The tachlis is dveikus. So what's the nafkumen? If I learn this parak, I learn that parak. What's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of covering material, of going through the whole thing? What's the tachlis? If it's dveikus. U'b'mishlei rabs, parak yud, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, bo yirei. So Rabbi Yishmael says in the Medrash, over there in the Medrash Mishlei, he says, bo yirei, come and see. Hamakosha yem hadin. Look how come and see how difficult the day of judgment will be. Hashem is going to judge the entire world. A person is going to come, and all he knows is Mikra. He knows Torah Shebichtav. Yesh biyado Mikra. He has Tanakh. But ve'ein biyado Mishnah. But he doesn't know Mishnayos. Now there's some strong words here. Brace yourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaHoifech Es Panav Mimenu. Hashem will turn away from that person. Mitzeri Gehenim Es Gadim. And the suffering of Gehenim will torment the person. The suffering of the afterlife. This person had the capacity to learn Mishnah. We're not talking about someone who wasn't given the mind to learn Mishnayos. To go further, a person who is limited in his ability to understand certainly is not judged, God forbid, in such a way. But a person who has the capacity. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Hoifech Es Panav Mimenu is the worst thing, that the Baruch Shalom turns away. Hoifech Es Panav Mimenu. Tzarei Gehenim Es Gadim, and he's judged in a harsh way. They throw him into the place that's not Gan Eden. Then someone comes to the Baruch Shalom over there to be judged, and he has Shnei Star Mishleisha. He doesn't have the whole Torah Shabbat. He has two or three starm, whatever it is. Noshim Nezikim, he has Zroim, Kodshim, he has two parts of Torah Shabbat Peh. Which if nowadays we'd have that, they'd already put our pictures up in the Jewish newspaper every week. Right? So the Baruch Shalom is going to say to him, Bini, my son, what about the rest? What happened to you? Two, three storm, that's it. What about the rest? Then you call halach as lama leshanisai son. And then it's also, the chulad is a bad ending. Bami shiyesh be'er the halachas. The person comes, and he went through all of the Mishnayos, all of the storm of Torah Shabbat Peh. And then the question is, Omali b'ni Torah Kahanim lama leshanisai. How come you didn't learn Torah Kahanim, the Medrash, how come you learn the Medrash Chazal, and Vayikra, Teres Kahanim, you didn't learn. How come you didn't learn Teres Kahanim? Which it says over there in the Medrash that hasn't in many big halachas in Teres Shabbat Peh, in Teres Kahanim, in Tum and Tahara, and so on. How come you didn't learn it? Bar Mishi Yesh B'yadah Teres Kahanim. Then you have another way. Listen to this. Now a person comes and he has Teres Kahanim. He's good. He learned Teres Kahanim also, recovered. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Lo B'ni Chamish Yichum Shetar Lomer Lo Shenisa. He gets Fahed then in Chumash. How come you don't know Chumash? He stopped learning Chumash thoroughly when he was like in fourth grade or something. Ever since then it was just the Gemara V'Sedra. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what's going on with you? Hashem asked a couple of questions from Hazinu, you know. A couple of questions from Bereshis, from here, from there. He's not doing well. And the Bereshis says, what's going on with you? How come you didn't, how come you don't know Chamish Yichum Shetayra? Sheesh Behem Kriyashma, Tfil Mezuzah, look, there's good stuff in there. The Bereshis says, I put a lot of good stuff in there. How come you didn't do it? Well, me Sheesh Behem Chamish Yichum Shetayra. The picture, you get the picture. It's very hard to win. Unless you know everything. What about Agadah? You didn't learn Agadah. And there's any part that you didn't learn, the Baruch Shalom is asking you, why didn't you learn? You learned the Agadah. In other words, you learned Ein Yankif. You learned the part of the Gemaras that are not halacha, the part that's the Agadah. So how come you didn't learn Talmud? What's the matter with the Gemara? You only learned Ein Yankif. You only learned the Agaritas, the non-halacha parts of Shas. What's the matter with the Gemara? Why didn't you learn the Gemara? So now a person comes and he's very good at Chumash, everything, Tashkahana, Mishnayos, the whole thing, all this term, and he learned also Talmud, the whole Gemara. So this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aymalai Bini, Hoyovin is Asakta B'Talmud, Sipisa B'Mekava, Kise Kvayd Heyuchu Aymed, Chashmal Heyuchu Aymed, B'Kam Apanu Hu Mishapen. Since you're a person that you already went through Shas, what about the secrets of Torah? Did you make an effort to understand the Merkava, the secrets of the chariot, like Sefer Yechezkel, the Kiseh Kvaydi, meaning the higher things, Sisrei Torah, Kabbalah things? Chashmal, Ha'echu, I made again things from the Maisa Makove, Kabbalah things. B'kabbarim this happened. Ayin Shem Bayrach. So this is the second Raya. I mean, the second Raya that Rabbi Chaim brings, that the Tachlis of Torah is not Dveikus, because of learning Torah is not Dveikus, because if it was Dveikus, it would be enough to cover anyone, to learn any Mishnah, any Perek, and there wouldn't be a Tviya, there wouldn't be any demand or Taina, God forbid, at the end of one's life, what's the matter with you? The person's answer would be a very simple answer. Rabbi Shalom, what are we talking about the curriculum? What's so important? Whether I learned this, I learned that. I learned my Mishnayos. And I had Vegas. I cried, I laughed, I danced, I was dovuk to you through my perik in Mishnayos, through my perik of what I learned. I was dovuk to you through the Medrash. I was dovuk to you. I got it. I was whatever, any part of Torah that I liked, I was dovuk to you. It brought me to the Vegas. So what's the difference? So that's the second one. The third raya, u'mistar b'nami hachi. He didn't yet tell us what Torah Lishma is. He's telling us that it's not dveikus. He's bringing three rayas that it's not dveikus. U'mistar b'nami hachi. Sheikama halachas merubas yesh b'shas. That there are many, many halachas in Shas. The Gemara is filled with many, many, many thousands upon hundreds of thousands of halachas. Shebeis ha-shehadam oisik behem. That when a person is learning these halachas, hatsarach la'ayin la'hamik machshavte v'sichla b'nyani ha-gashmi shebehem. The person can only understand these halachas by throwing his brain completely into these inyanim. And what are these in Yonah? B'nei Gashmi Shebehem. Going, Kina Pischenida Shein Hein Gufi Halachas. A person that wants to understand Masechta Nida properly, and is learning the Halachas of Nida, he has to sit day and night concentrating on what? On the parts of the body. It's all about body parts and how the body functions. And Canaan, the person has to sit day and night and hover over numbers and mathematical formulas. And so it is with the other, whatever the halachas are. Shein hein gufi halachas, or hamasa matan b'shas. And anybody that learns Gemara knows that 99% of the time that you learn the Gemara, you're learning the sugya of Migo. So the sugya of Migo in Gemara so means I'm trying to understand if the guy was gonna lie, if the guy was making up a story, he was gonna lie, what could he have made up a story, what could he have said? So Reb Chaim says it means I'm spending my whole life thinking about what a lie I could say if I wanted to get this guy's money I could really, what would be the best possible lie? So Reb Chaim says, how do you reconcile that with Dveikus B'Hashem? How do you reconcile that? You sit 99% of your life thinking about body parts, cows and horses, this guy stealing, this guy wanting to steal. How do you reconcile that with Dveikus B'Hashem? So even though we know that like people at Tzaddikim like Rav Baruch Ber used to always say the Hele Gemara is like that, saying the Hele Gerash and the Hele Getoises. But that was it. It was just the Hele Gemara. But then he went on with the Gemara. He didn't stop. And it was the Holy Gemara says this, and the Holy Rashi says that. But besides that, the content of the Gemara itself is not talking about something that would bring you any closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems the subject matter is not something that would inspire you to be Dovek to Hashem. It's talking about the nitty gritty of life. The nitty gritty of life. What's going on in the shuk? What's going on in the marketplace? You can't even begin. What, are you going to start teaching the boys in, when they have Gemara, Haskalah's Gemara? Are you going to teach them Masechta Nida? Are you going to sit with fifth, sixth graders and start telling them about these inyanim with women? It's ridiculous. It's talking about the life. This is Dveikus. Dveikus B'Hashem. That's Rabbi Chaim's still going. And he says, it's kemat impossible. And we're talking about Tzadik Yisrael Olam, Chaim V'Lozhner. So it's kemat impossible that when a person's mind is truly immersed in these thoughts of the Gemara, that it's kemat impossible that you should be able to at that time to be in a state of Dveikus, to forget about that it doesn't bring to Dveikus, that I could even think about that at that time. How could you even think about Hashem at that time that you're trying to figure out this Gemara? It's kemat bilti evshe she etzli oz gamat Dveikus b'shleimus karoi. B'shleimus karoi. I'm such a way. Rav Chaim V'Lozhner, b'shleimus karoi. But not masik at all. He says b'shleimus karoi. And it's full perfected, let me say that. We're not masik at all how a person can be like that. So these are the three rayas that Rabbi Chaim brings to prove that Torah Lishma could not possibly mean for the sake of Dveikus B'Hashem. So what is Torah Lishma? Now, of course, we're going to see. We didn't see. We'll see afterwards the Baal Tanya. But Rabbi Chaim did not yet say, so what is Torah Lishma? What is Torah Lishma? So that begins in Paragimel, and Bez Hashem will start that next week.